Welcome back, Game Time. 16 Torn of the Zone. 16torntothezone.com. 16 Torn of the Zone mobile app. So we're going to get to a quick segment here, and then we're going to get to Schick. We'll maximize our nonsense time with Matt Schick. I think that's what we all want, you know? Maximize nonsense time. So we got two games this weekend with Nebraska and Creighton. Nebraska and Northwestern. I think the big question is, listen, Nebraska's the better, more talented team. They're at home. I haven't even checked what the spread is, but I'd imagine it's a decent little spread. You know, Northwestern did, like, it's not like they're, you wonder where they're going to be at mentally, having kind of getting gut punched a few times their last couple of games. But the bottom line is they were up, what, 12 or 13 on Iowa, at Iowa, just the other day. So, you know, they're going to come in here and potentially compete, but Nebraska is a better team. They're going to be, they should win this game. Even in the midst of Nebraska's slide and struggles, the one game I circled and said Nebraska will win that game was Northwestern. But the big question, I think, tomorrow is, I don't think we can talk about, you know, scheme and different things, all that, like, what was the biggest difference between Nebraska and their losses and Nebraska beating Minnesota the other day? Glenn Watson and James Palmer played well. Glenn Watson had been on a milk carton. He reappeared, went 8 of 16 from the floor. James Palmer hasn't had the same impact and effectiveness and efficiency. He goes 7 of 10 from the floor. He got to the free throw line 10 times, and he scored 24 points. He scored 24 points on 10 shots. So, hey, can those two guys keep it rolling? And maybe those guys just needed that one. I'm telling you, as a player, sometimes you just need one good game and all of a sudden you're back, baby. Like, you, one good game and all of a sudden you are, it's like, all right, now here we go. So that's the thing I'll be looking for tomorrow. Those two cats. Because again, you know, you had people like Andy Katz and different people saying, hey, don't count Nebraska out, don't count Nebraska out. Well, you got to build off of a win over Minnesota. I do think Nebraska's going to win that game, though. And then you got Creighton Seton Hall on Sunday afternoon on FS1. Yours truly and Kevin Kugler are going to be on the call on Fox. I mean, there's a couple things you think about. The first two are, number one, what's the status of Marcus Zegarowski? He didn't make the trip to Xavier because he's still healing up that hand, and I think he was under the weather a little bit. But what's his status? I think it's become pretty crystal clear that this team, you know, while he may not be Creighton's best player, I think he's shown that he is Creighton's most valuable player. Because he changes everything for Davion Mintz, so he can go to the two. He changes everything for Mitch Ballack because he spoons feeds him more shots. Same thing with Tyshawn Alexander. So the first question is, what is going to be the status of Marcus Zegarowski? Is he back? The second is, you know, where's this team at confidence-wise? You know, the human heart and the collective human spirit can only endure so much. How many times can this team hold a lead inside 4 minutes and lose and still wake up and come to work the next day with the right attitude, the right approach? You wonder where this group's at collectively from a confidence standpoint. I will say, you know, I was on the trip with Creighton the other day, the vibe still seems great. When I, like, where I think confidence, when I talk about confidence issues, you know what I think of? When it's 72-72 and it's the under 4 media timeout and Creighton walks back onto the floor out of the timeout, are they thinking, oh my God, are we going to lose this thing again? Or do they have confidence? Can they feel good about getting it done? That's what I'm thinking about. And then you think about Creighton shooting. I mean, they're a team that, you know, they need to knock down shots. They're a team that's built to outscore you. And it's pretty remarkable considering how Creighton has shot the ball and the injuries for that fact, that Creighton's even been in the past three games, in particular the last two games. Again, the stat that is just mind-blowing, Davion Mintz, Tyshawn Alexander, Mitch Ballack are a combined 11 of 61 from the floor in the past two games. And yet, Creighton held leads in both those games down the stretch. So, you kind of feel like, man, if Creighton can have a day where they're making shots, they might put it on someone. But, at the end of the day, they got to go make shots. So, we'll see what ends up happening here. All right. 402-951-1620. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll get our Matt Schick fix. ESPN. God knows what we're going to talk about, but here we go. Schick next.